The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hope you're gearing up for a great Memorial Day weekend. Lots of people heading to beaches, families' homes to get together, family reunions, honoring the people who have served in their family and the people who continue to serve. And I say right at the top, hats off and thank you for your sacrifice, anybody who serves in any branches of our military. And frankly, I'm so embarrassed by what our country has done to you with this craziness of the VA hospital system and rehab centers. And let's straighten it out and cut out the nonsense. Let our veterans go to hospitals of their choice when they need tests or whatever they need done, or doctors, and just use the ID, the veterans card, or for goodness sake, if they need to print out some kind of health form, do that. We're paying for this botched system anyway, and it really, really makes no sense. But I think with the big fat spotlight on Shinseki, who is the VA secretary, and all the systems that have dropped the ball and has led to what we believe the deaths of many more people than just the 40 that they're saying in Phoenix, I think that even though the Senate said no to the accountability thing right now, which was stupid, the House overwhelmingly bipartisan support, it went through when it comes to accountability at the VA, in the VA system, so that people, employees that weren't good employees, would have easier road to fire them. I think eventually the Senate is going to relent, get what they need in there, and then that's going to pass. So we'll see that spotlight get bigger and bigger and bigger. Nancy Pelosi this week very reluctantly picked her team, the Democrats, for the House Benghazi probe. This is going to be interesting to watch, because now you have Daryl Issa, who is the congressman from California, who says that an email he looked at shows the White House contacted YouTube within hours of the Benghazi terror attack to warn the site about posting an anti-Islam video, an email that contradicts the White House's claim of what they said initially happened, if you remember, because then the email would suggest that they were connected, that they connected the attacks to the video almost from the beginning, because their initial claim was that the attacks sprung out of protests over the film that would be proven false. So now this convolutes the waters, if they were able to jump on that immediately to warn them about posting the video, reaching out to YouTube has an interesting twist, as an interesting twist to this story. And it definitely contradicts their line, their storyline on the video and what the intelligence community's talking points were, because it shows that they had settled on the false narrative, and then they had flipped the whole thing around before Americans were even out of harm's way. Pretty wild. And this is why these emails were so important, to get a chunk of them. So now you got Secretary of State John Kerry, who will go before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee next week, for what that's worth, because he wasn't the Secretary of State then. He's got questions about the email, as well as some of the other emails showing that the White House had what they called the prep call after the attack with Susan Rice, where they published the storyline. Then they're claiming that the call pertained to protests elsewhere in the area. They keep switching the story. So when you're switching the story, you're lying. There's just no question about it. Well, I mean, when people lie, right? When you, people in your own life, if they're constantly giving you a different story for whatever it is, it's obvious. So the latest document makes the strong case, a pretty strong case. a very strong case in what has become a crazy, irresponsible, nutty pattern. You cannot cherry pick. You can't cherry pick, oh, this sounds good, and then say you didn't know. I mean, the White House is saying, well, look, it only proves what we said. So, come on, this proves what we said about the whole video thing. So it's more of the same thing that we have trending, politically speaking, over Benghazi. Let's see what happens with a bipartisan deal, what they come up with, and what springs out of these emails and what the conversation looks like, and see what John Kerry has to say, although he wasn't the Secretary of State then, but now he is, so they certainly can ask him questions about Benghazi. Absolutely. They should do that. And I don't know if you heard this twisted story or not, and I applaud, actually, Rubio. Someone from his office sent me a link to this, and I mean, the story has actually been out there, but Senator Rubio says, you know, it's time to do something about the case of Sergeant Andrew Tamamori, has been jailed in Mexico, and he was arrested way back in March after the border inspectors found 3 legally purchased and registered guns in his truck. He says he made a wrong turn at the crossing, and he was taken to the notorious La Mesa prison in Tijuana and charged with weapons trafficking. Boy, that's a bad place for him to be. So Rubio is saying he understands that the Mexicans want to work through Tamaresi's case in their own system, but he thinks that it was clearly an accident and it doesn't fit the profile of someone dangerous, and if they investigate it, they can see that. So you think he's being treated fairly in this prison? This is, and the, why is Rubio involved? Because he grew up in southern Florida and his mother is there. Why can't the, I agree, why can't they lean on the Mexican government and find some way to resolve this? Talk to the president of the country. You know, make it a priority. And they have not made this diplomatic thing a priority at all. I mean, certainly in Mexico, when they want to shout at the top of their lungs at things they don't like going on with the United States, they are always free to do that. I'll never forget, and I've mentioned it a few times on the show, Felipe Calderon addressing both chambers of commerce and attacking Jan Brewer in Arizona, and people standing up and applauding it, coming into our country and saying it's wrong what's happening with the illegal, and he didn't say illegal, but the people crossing over, and the, what's happening in Arizona. Well, of course, because you rely on the money that's coming back from America. So now you have a Marine who makes an accidental turn. It's clearly, you can see, the guns were legal. What was he doing? He was not trying to get rid of the guns. They can investigate it, and it is a clear-cut case. It really is a clear-cut case. But they won't even look at it. Won't even look at it. That's that talking out of both sides of your mouth thing. Memorial Day weekend, what are you going to do? We're going to talk about it next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
They get race by race, and there's 38 of them or so a year, and some are going to be great and some aren't. And, you know, we're happy that the last one that we came off of in Kansas was the best one yet in the Cup Series, a seventh-place finish, and running up front all day long, or all night long as it was. So there's lots for us to be confident from and a lot to learn from.
Memorial Day weekend for a lot of people, it might mean watching a bunch of left turns, some pretty fast ones. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we continue to roll on. Danica Patrick, you just heard there, 32-year-old race car driver. She's probably the most successful woman in the history of open-wheel racing, and she's talking about how things are getting better and better. That we'll see what happens. She takes it one race at a time. And the past few weeks have been pretty good. She grabbed her best non-restrictor plate starting spot that she's had in, I think, in a very, very long time. I mean, I think it's the best one that she's had. She's the number 10 car. And it's all about, you know, at Talladega, she had a career best, you heard her say there, seventh place finish at Kansas Speedway. And on Thursday, got her highest qualifying result. So she ended the first of three qualifying sessions in the sixth spot, top of the charts to end the second session. You know what the lap was? Here's what I wanted to tell you. It was over 194 miles an hour, fourth fastest in the final session. So I guess the car is running well, and this is a big, 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 big thing. to watch racing, watch sports over the weekend. You know, you got the Coca-Cola 600 at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. That's certainly a very, very big deal. And besides racing, there's baseball and there's playoffs that are going on. So sports will be something that many of you will probably partake in, at least the watching of it anyway, on the long Memorial Day weekend. Others may go to cookouts, hang out with your buddies, drop a fishing line or two, maybe hit a couple golf balls, maybe just relax and take a load off and not have to go anywhere. Sometimes it comes down to that, doesn't it, when you're in the whirlwind and you're running around doing so many things, to just actually take a breath or something. Be careful on the highways, though, because this is where you really see a lot of the speed traps, and there's certainly a lot of checking up when it comes to drunk driving. At some spots, still, you'll see that. This is a big weekend, Memorial Day weekend, so you'll see plenty of cops out at the tail end of the month, too, which for all my cop friends, and my brother-in-law is a cop, we talk about it all the time. He says he's not trying to ruin anyone's day, but if somebody's crazy, insane, and they are hauling it, and it's not right, then he will certainly go after them. And he's a motorcycle police officer, and that's a little bit different, too, than being in the car and chasing people down that way. Other things that we're fixated on in this show really still tends to be the whole VA scandal deal. And I like the fact that Senator John Thune said that, you know, calling deadly treatment delays and falsified waiting lists at the Veterans Hospital a national embarrassment, and that the president has failed to show that he even comprehends how big this problem is or the urgent need to fix it. And I'd say there is more than an urgent need to fix it. How can we expect people to serve the country, then let them down and let them die when they come back? I mean, how is that possible? And the shoddy care is more than unacceptable. It's not tolerable. This has to change immediately. I agree with Thune. You got to change this sooner rather than later. You can't shuffle this off from one week to the next week and then the week after that and then the week after that. So the Senate blocked the bill to ease the VA firings. That's the big news. The Republicans tried to pass a bill making it easier to get rid of employees who were messing things up. And in the House, there was bipartisan support, Democrats and Republicans overwhelmingly agreeing to it. But in the Senate, it didn't pass. So that means they're going to wait till they get back, and they're going to look at it and take a few things out of it and figure out what it is. There was even a quote I saw somewhere from the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who said it wasn't unreasonable, but he would wait to see what the course takes and wait to try to fix the things that need to be part of the legislation. So go figure. It's very disappointing, because if the Senate had just signed off on it, I don't think it would have been a done deal. It would have been signed into a law. I can't imagine it. They wanted to get it to the president before Memorial Day, but the Senate slammed the brakes on it. And by not signing it, then that means it's going to be picked apart more, and there's more stonewalling that's going on. And this is a good cause. I mean, it's pretty easy. Forget the whole blame game, but just looking at the accountability, just make it go through. And then be able to unravel that hornet's nest. Hey, here's something to consider. Have you ever thought about living off the grid? Rich Sheehan is coming up in our next segment, and we've talked to him once before, and I find it so fascinating what it entails to just chuck everything and go live off the grid, and how off the grid is off the grid. And he's in Montana, and he talks about what he has to do growing a garden and all of that, but saying that it only takes like a half an hour a day. So more people are really not just joking when they say they're thinking about it. They're looking at the possibility of making it become a reality. Of perhaps really thinking in the near future to live off the grid, which means that you have to be able to, you have to have things organized and have to be able to do things on your own. It's the kind of throwback thing. He lives in a log cabin in Montana, and he had a great big career in big pharma. So he was in the thick of, he was in the thick of it when he was in Manhattan. Can't wait for that. It's always fun to visit with him. We've only had him on once, so this will be our second time. It's been a long time, actually. If you go somewhere and they serve hummus, be careful. Ask a few questions, because you've got E. coli linked to Sprouts. Beef hummus dips, walnuts also recalled. It's been a terrible week for possibly tainted food products. And those are some of the things that you have to know about so that you don't get E. coli, which would be unimaginable, I think, fighting that off. How sick you would feel. Oh, it would be relief, actually, if you could get it out of your system. But some people have a rough time. And E. coli is so deadly, too. You definitely don't want to have E. coli. But they've got 7 confirmed and 3 likely cases of it linked to raw clover sprouts that have been reported. The Centers for Disease Control are saying that most of the people so far, the patients, are either in Idaho or Washington. Half the people who got ill had to be hospitalized. And they really think it's the clover sprouts that's produced by Evergreen Fresh Sprouts of Idaho is problematic. That it might be coming from, specifically from there. Mm. And they're also, Sherman Produce is also recalling bulk and packaged walnuts that were sold to people in Missouri and Illinois. So if you're listening to us in those two areas, which we have listeners, look at the label. Be careful about that. I mean, geez, we already had almost 2 million pounds of ground beef that was recalled because they had a strain of E. coli. It is scary, isn't it? And we have one of the safest food systems in the world, so you can imagine what everybody else is dealing with. And that's it's pretty serious. You think of a pregnant woman infected with listeria, they say they can even suffer from a miscarriage, premature delivery, or even stillbirth. That's frightening. And then the newborn would have a serious infection if the mother had been sick with it. So it's this E. coli thing is very, very serious. The other thing was the hummus. And Trader Joe's has 5-layer dip, large and small. If you have one that says used by April 15th, then you better not be using it for sure. Ooh. Stay with us. Off the grid. We're going there next.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515. And all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Sugar Boy called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever thought about living off the grid? Rich Sheeven has certainly done that, and he's doing it well in Montana. I've had so many friends who have said to me, boy, you know, it's time to live off the grid. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of that. And I'm worried as to what we're seeing with the landscape these days. Rich has been on the show before, and we welcome him back. Hey, Rich, thanks for coming back on to America Tonight.
Oh, thank you, Kate. I appreciate the invitation.
So let's talk about, and we've talked about this before, but there may be some people that are hearing you for the first time, and I think the story is so interesting. What was it ultimately that made you decide to go off the grid?
Well, first of all, I've always had an innate love for nature. I've always loved the natural and wild world. So that had a lot to do with it. That was my initial goal. I grew up in the metropolitan area of New York City. I left there at 26, came to Montana, been here almost 28 years, and I never looked back. I've been living off-grid for almost seven. And I came to realize, Kate, that we really have such a corrupt, manipulated society where people are not having the ability, especially the middle class, to control their own destiny anymore in so many realms, financially, economically, socially, politically. And people have come to the conclusion that we have special rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in. So if people don't have the ability to really choose, they see freedom and liberties declining on a daily basis, and they want to get healthier. They want to control a little more of their economic or financial situation. So living off-grid really gives you the ability to control your own destiny in the realm of interest, hobbies, health. As far as it's a life of frugality, gives you the opportunity to live below your means and know the fine line between needs and wants.
Yeah. It's, you know, in doing this and in the beginning and setting things up, there's probably a lot of misconceptions that people have, too. So when you go off the grid, it doesn't mean that you're throwing away technology. You still have access to technology because we're talking to you now. So it doesn't mean everything is, you know, a throwback to, like, the 1700s, correct?
Well, no. In fact, I mention this on radio shows, Kate, all the time. I'm a huge proponent of regaining our 19th century skills, but dovetailing those with 21st century technology. You know, for example, I have a solar array. Obviously, we didn't have that. You know, look at all the little things that we have today, folks. Like right now I'm starting to plant my garden. I'm almost completed with that for the season. So if I want to go on my personal computer, I just press a button. If I see there's going to be a really hard frost that's supposed to be coming in tomorrow morning, I'm going to go and cover my plants. If I see a Arctic front coming in, say, mid-October, I'm going to pull the majority of my plants from my garden for the season. You know, we have rubber boots now. We can wear a headlamp on our head. There's so many things that we have that technology has brought us, but we've really forgotten the 19th century skills that our pioneers and homesteaders made this country great with.
Yeah. The when you first made the connection and you did that and you said 7 years, does it get easier? Because now you start to learn things that you can do and take advantage of. So in other words, you do it and first you're getting used to everything, but then does it get easier as you go along?
Well, it certainly gets easier. It's just like anything else. You know, you have repetition and, you know, little things like, you know, doing radio shows. Actually, the biggest benefit and joy that I get, Kate, is helping other people. You know, we've had hundreds of visitors, and I do lots of radio shows, as you know, and I think the best joy anybody can have is to give back, is to teach people a lifestyle that's simpler, where, again, they can control their own destiny.
Yeah. We should tell everybody, too, you can get Rich's book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. You can go to his website. Easy to get it there or other places as well, but offgridmontana.com. It's a great website because it tells you a lot of interesting things about Rich and people who have certainly talked to him in the past and whatnot and other things that he's done. And, you know, Rich, it's interesting, too, because talk about ditching it. You were a big pharma guy, right, before?
I was.
And so making that transition, I guess in a sense, if you were big pharma, you had a chance to squirrel away some money, so it helped in this transition a little bit, too.
Well, it did, but I didn't squirrel away as much as you think because I ended up getting a divorce right before I moved off-grid. What really happened, Kate, is I was working 7 years with spinal stenosis and nerve damage, and I've lost 90% of the strength of my arms, folks. So I want to give you the confidence that anybody can do this at any age and any health. And when you have a degenerative disease, as I do, motion is lotion. Moving around is so important. Consuming fresh, raw vegetables full of enzymes, proteins, and minerals is extremely important. So what really got me into pursuing my dream a little earlier than I expected to was the fact that I asked my company, Kate, to go as a part-time job share, and human resources told me that it was only for women at the time. So So I worked for 7 years with spinal stenosis and nerve damage, and it really deteriorated my health, and I'm starting to get some of it back. When I was, when I left the industry forcibly, my hand would actually, I didn't have the strength to sometimes hold up a cup of coffee. It would just fall out of my hand. And I couldn't do one push up. I was pretty, really weak. And if you saw me before and the health, how fit I was, you wouldn't believe it. But, now I'm up doing up to 7 push ups. You know, I can't do what probably most men can my age, but, I'm not giving up, and this lifestyle is a true blessing. And if I didn't have a semi-physical lifestyle, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing.
Wow, what a story, but powerful story. How did you pick Eureka, Montana?
Well, I did my research. Obviously, I was in Montana since 86. That's when I left Metro New York. And I came and got my last college degree, got back into the pharmaceutical industry, and I traveled all over Montana, especially western Montana. So I did my research. I chose northwest Montana because the valley here is considered the banana belt, basically. It's one of the lowest elevations in the state of Montana. And I'm not here just to hunt and fish. I'm here to garden. I'm into wildlife identification. I'm into edible and medicinal plants, big time, ornithology, dendrology. We have a bunch of animals that we take care of. I mean, everything that we do revolves around nature, interests, and hobbies.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, every time I talk to you, Rich, it gets more and more appealing. When people come to visit, what are they amazed by? What do you think really is eye-popping to them?
Well, I get a lot of comments like, oh, it's so beautiful, and I don't really concentrate on beauty. I concentrate more on functionality, Kate. But people, they say, oh, what a cool lifestyle. But then they say, oh, boy, it's a lot of work. And you know what? When it's not, if you really love nature, it's all under the interest and hobby category. It's really not work. You know, sometimes planting this time of year can be a little hard on my spine, but I just do a little here, I do a little there, I take some time off, and you know, actually, 1 year I was actually anal enough, Kate, to allocate how much gardening time I do on a daily basis. And it turns out that I average only 30-40 minutes per day. So when
Wow.
you think about all the people out there, all your listeners who might be watching television, for example, or playing on the computer, do you do that for more than 30-40 minutes per day? And if I would guess that the average American probably does that more than 30-40 minutes per day. So if you had that kind of time to spare and you put in it into a new lifestyle, whether it be off-grid or creating a garden or putting some solar arrays on your existing on-grid home, getting some animals, you can really take baby steps into this lifestyle.
Yeah. Do you think that we'll see more people that, as they start to learn and listen to people like you, that will dive into that idea of living off the grid? Do you think that we'll see more people gravitate toward that?
Well, let me bring up just a few scenarios of just shooting from the hip here. How about all the people who are sick and tired of smart meters being put on their homes, where the smart meters can control their air conditioning, where the smart meter, the powers that be, knows when you're home, when you're not home? Who knows who's getting that data? How about the people who, in the Northeast this past year, Kate, who experienced the snow and ice storms? How about the Hurricane Sandy people in the Northeast? How about the Hurricane Katrina people a few years ago? How about the people in California who had their transformers shot out? There was people for months without electricity. They couldn't flush toilets. They couldn't bathe. They couldn't do a lot of things. So when you live this way, I know I use this term a lot, folks, but you really have the ability to control your own destiny. You know, when you can grow your own food, create your own energy, and especially with the middle class losing so much ground because of all this corruption and manipulation, and 93% of households are stagnant. They're looking for a plan B. They're looking for an alternative lifestyle. And this is a great alternative lifestyle.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to end up doing that. I do. I think the pressure, the financial pressures and everything else, along with what you just mentioned, make it a perfect storm, a disaster for too many. And boy, think of how many people emotionally, mentally would be better off. I truly, truly believe that. Pick up Rich's book, One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. Rich, as always, pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Kate.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We want to jump right to it. We got a couple of big movies that are already in the theaters, but one that's coming out this weekend that's going to be a blockbuster for sure. X-Men Days of Future Past. Check it out.
Professor?
You know, man, it's hard to believe.
I was sent here for you.
From the future?
50 years from now.
Could you give me that one more time, please?
Stay with me.
In the beginning, the Sentinels were just targeting mutants. And they began targeting everyone. They've come a long way to guide us, to bring us together. The X-Men. We need your help.
Tell me whoever it was that sent you. I'm busy.
The person who sent me was you.
It's going to take all of us to end this war.
Your beast?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Pretty strong for a scrawny kid.
I said you need to leave.
You and I are going to be good friends. You just don't know it yet.
We're going to need Mystique.
Why?
You're a cold-hearted bitch.
Well, don't hold back.
Where's Magneto?
That man is a monster. He's being held 100 floors beneath the most heavily guarded building on the planet.
I know a guy. He'd be a young man now.
He's fascinating.
He's a pain in the ass.
Prison break? That's illegal, you know.
Only if you get caught.
Charles. Good to see you too, old friend.
This is gonna be fun.
There is a new enemy out there. You'll need a new weapon for this war.
Everything that happens now is in your hands.
In the future.
Do I make it?
No.
Tons of stars.
Are we destined to destroy each other? Or can we change who we are and unite? Is the future truly set?
Exactly. Tons of stars. Popular series. People like Patrick Stewart and Hugh Jackman and Anna Paquin and Ellen Page and Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones. January Jones from Mad Men. Halle Berry. She's Storm. Popular character plays in this, and it's going backwards. So the characters from the original X-Men film trilogy join up with their younger selves from X-Men First Class in an epic battle that could change the past to save our future. Sounds like a movie for people who are really into it. PG-13, 2 hours, 10 minutes. It's a long one, that's for sure. We move from X-Men to Blended.
My name is Jim.
I'm Lauren.
Got you buffalo shrimp with sauce on the side.
Oh, my God. Did you drink my beer? Can you get me some water?
Here, have some French onion soup. No more dating for me. It's time I should be spending with my kids.
Wanna shoot some hoops?
Jim, what do you want?
She said she's not interested in you.
Believe me, Frodo, I don't like her either.
The restaurant mixed up our cards.
Oh.
Lauren!
I have to talk to you.
What's wrong?
It's over between me and Dick.
Now nobody gets to go.
Where was he going to take you?
Africa.
Is his last name Theodopoulos?
Yes.
That's my boss.
My boy would give anything to go on a vacation like this.
Mr. Theodopoulos, hi, it's Jim.
I wonder
if you'd be willing to sell me the vacation?
Wait until I tell the boys.
Wait till I tell the girls. We're going to Africa! Yeah!
Welcome to Africa. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
This is pretty cool, Mom.
What is he doing here? Don't talk to my dad like that. Butthole language.
She can say butthole if she wants to.
Butthole.
Not you.
Are you ready for the most romantic week of your entire life?
I haven't taken a shower since we got here.
I know you think I love it.
Is everyone ready to see the real Africa?
This is the best day of my life.
Aww.
Why are you flipping my dad off?
Huh? I'm not.
Even in nature, there are blended families.
Oh, sweet.
I may have misread that situation.
Yes! Yeah, so much!
So there you go, Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler, romantic comedy, blending two different kinds of families, ending up in Africa. Typical Sandler, a lot of comedy, could take the kids to this, and it'd probably do okay at the box office, even with the X-Men feature. And when it's all said and done, I bet that movie rakes in $100 million. I'd wait until it comes out as a rental, though, because I don't know if you want to sit in the theater for that long. I would wait. Cold in July is our last one. Check it out.
Richard. I think I heard something.
Stay here.
Freddie Russell. He's a wanted felon. You're an upstanding citizen. Sometimes a good guy wins.
What's this? That's not the guy I shot.
It's called shock. Why don't you go home and let me deal with the police for a bit?
I hear you got you one last night.
It's not something I'm proud of.
Police want a statement from me. It's all over the school.
So what happens now?
We buried a son of a bitch.
He got any family?
Daddy in Huntsville Prison. He's got parole.
Mr. Russell, I'm sorry.
You're Dane, right? Your boy. He looks a whole lot like you, doesn't he?
He's in the house!
Get back in the car.
Oh, my God.
He's probably just trying to scare you. Don't let him. We'll get him. Don't you worry.
That is not the guy.
What are we supposed to do now?
Luke, detective agency.
How far do you want to take this? Cops are up to something. They used my family as bait. I want to know why.
All right, boys. Howdy duty time.
That's an independent movie, Cold in July. The guy who played Dexter, Michael Hall, the star in it. Looks pretty good. Definitely wait till it comes out when you can stream it cheaply. But I would stream it. This could be a fun little thriller, I think, to check out. Whatever you do, send us your cheap movie reviews if you do go to the movies and see one of the movies that is out there right now. I saw Godzilla. I give it an A+.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.